This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the newly refurbished Brehon Hotel and Spa. Traditional family values with a contemporary upgrade. See thebrehon.com.
Guys, obviously, before we get in, I do just have to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by the Brehon Hotel and Spa in Killarney. It's absolutely magic. I've spent so much time there in the last 3 months. I actually met the owner on Friday.
Oh, very good.
I was asking him how they're getting on. He said, geez, we're actually booked out for the next 4 months. I was like, oh, wow. So, because the podcast. And he was like, no, it's because we have a very successful business. Joking. He's an absolute gentleman. They're so lovely down there. The Brehon Hotel and Spa, guys, it is stunning. They've got brand new bedrooms, the residence bar, Bive. They've got a golf simulator called Par 72. They've got amazing mezzanine. You can have afternoon tea. They've got a gorgeous spa with the Lemus products. Like this, you've seen it on my Instagram. The place is absolutely stunning. You don't need to go anywhere else. You can literally drive down, stay there for the weekend. It is perfect for a couple's trip, solo retreat, whatever it is you want. And not only that, but if you call them up and you say that you listen to the podcast, they'll give you 20% off. Not only that, they're turning 22 this June. So they'll give you 22%.
Love it.
But just make sure you mention the podcast. So ring them and say Mark20, I think is the code. Or if you DM them on Instagram and just let them know that you listen to the show and you'd love to avail of the discount. I think they're going to give you like 22% off for the birthday, which is just unbelievable. So yeah, this is brought to you by the Brehon Hotel. Now, let's get into it. Michael.
Mark.
We're back.
Is this ever going to...
This is it now. I'm done.
No flower girls, no.
Oh, hi, Mark. I'm the bus driver that was meant to deliver the wedding couple from the church to... Would you like it? No, I don't want a voice note. Hi, Mark. My daughter actually did some craft and I don't care.
You're
tell
right.
her to get a new hobby. Etsy is cheaper.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No. And better.
Anyway, I will say this.
Go on.
I am very pleased to be here because... sanity has prevailed.
Okay.
To bring people up to speed, the groom's voice note went out on Monday. Or no, sorry, Tuesday.
Tuesday morning.
There was an uproarious response from the listeners. Okay. Lots of people were going back listening to the bride's voice note, etc., etc. I have received messages from both the bride and groom to say that not only are they happy with how their voice notes and episodes sounded, which is job well done, and job's a good one on my end. As long as they're walking away unscathed, that's fine by me. I obviously have a extraordinarily different set of, I should say, life beliefs and outlook, attitude, perspective, everything. Basically, everything when it comes to this thing we call life, I think I view differently to those two individuals.
Okay.
However, they are entitled to view life in whatever way they wish.
Certainly.
As I said in the other podcast, some people have messaged me saying that I'm not being harsh enough, I'm not being cutting enough, I'm not being biting enough. Guys, my role in this saga is to draw the story out, right? My role is not to completely flagellate the participants. And I am somewhat, as I said the other day, I am somewhat bound by, you know, the rules of sort of editorial guidelines, in the sense that I can't speak freely, because otherwise, if I was to speak freely, we wouldn't be able to publish the podcast, because the couple would never sign off on what I actually would like to say. Does that make sense? I hope it does.
It does. It does.
Now, a couple of things. Firstly, I am surprised that they are enjoying this, or like at least happy enough with the way, I guess that's testament to the how firm their beliefs are, that they really and truly think that this is a non-event, whereas I'd argue that it's almost a paid event. I would actually say it's like a ticketed event, would be my perspective, but that's just my perspective. The comment section under the groom's episode, I mean, quite the leathering.
Yes.
It's like if my name's mentioned in a Facebook article.
Not for me.
I have it. Funny, never heard of him.
Who's that?
You call this news? Bro, you're following RSVP Celeb News Live. Do you know what I mean? Do you think he's the first fella to have a baby? I didn't have the baby myself, and yes. Anyway. Not that plonker. Anyway, the comment section, the comment section under the groom's speech, I was going to say voice note, was colourful, shall we say. And the vast majority of people seem to be on Team Mark. I have received some pushback.
Okay.
But as I mentioned 2 days ago, the Team Bride and Groom are very much receding into the DMs now.
Interesting.
I even got a couple of messages from burner accounts yesterday.
Oh wow.
Which is when you've got the anonymous profile, it's always the hallmark of a loon.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Without question.
And as somebody who's no stranger to loons, I occasionally get messages, and once you see the blank page, you know that it's going to be shite. 100%. And it's just going to be nasty or something.
Yeah.
So the volume of people supporting the bride, certainly publicly, has greatly diminished. Nevertheless, I got one message yesterday that I'm going to read out, and I don't really want to get lost or wade through the treacle that is the comment section, because as we all know, comment sections, generally speaking, are where logic goes to die. But I did get one message from somebody saying that, where is it, the DM? She has a point about ye all getting wound up over a wedding gift. None of ye are even going. A car or a bit of cash, it don't matter no different what they give her. Oh. Just let her enjoy her wedding and ask for what she wants, and then the laughing emoji and then the middle finger emoji. The irony of her saying we're getting wound up and then she's just giving me the finger. The part of this message that I'd like to draw your attention to, though, is the sort of Rastafarian element, where it's a car or a bit of cash, it don't matter no different what they give her. It don't matter.
Please, no.
It don't matter no different what they give her. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, man, that's not Jamaican. That was more Nigerian. Jamaican. Yeah, that's it. What time do you call it, Britain? That's better. That's more Jamaican Rasta blood clot in the hell now. It don't matter no different what they give her, man.
That was good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
He's aggressive.
Yeah.
What in the blood clot time morning is it, Tom?
No. He's lost it now.
Yes.
We're petering.
We're only one holiday hat. One of those holiday hats you get in the airport. They can't sell those anymore.
No.
Surely not.
They were so problematic.
Kiss me, I'm Irish, you get away with. The old holiday hat with the dreads, good luck. Do you know what I mean? No chance you get not come up. Not... What diamond do you call this, Britain? Anyway, so she thinks a car or a bit of cash, it don't matter, no difference what they give her. I can't say it again.
No.
I cannot say it again. I feel like I'm going to burst a very serious blood vessel in my head and I'll result in suffering from locked-in syndrome like the editor of Elle magazine.
Oh.
In terms of, it is not about the car. We do not care about the car. She can purchase herself a problematic Rastafarian holiday hat with polystyrene dreadlocks, okay? If she so wishes, with her wedding money, she can buy what she wants. She could buy the 6 last tickets that are available on the waitlist to Mark Megan's live show next Saturday, 23rd, in the Midlands, Midlands Madness. We're officially sold out, but there's 6 tickets left on the waitlist, so the link is in the bio. She could buy what she wants with her wedding money.
Totally.
The thing is, it's the fact that it's in advance. It's the fact that she's soliciting the money from her friends and family. It's the fact that the rationale is that people are going to give her the money anyway, so just give it to her now. It's the fact that she's showing absolutely no compassion or understanding, or dare I say financial literacy in the broader sense of giving space to the fact that not everybody has this like linear or like simple, seamless relationship with money where they can just go, oh yeah, we'll just give that money now because we're going to give it later. That's not how it works. Like, finances fluctuate for people. We're in the middle of a cost of living crisis. Everything is getting over expensive, over the top price. People are being squeezed to the nth degree. The idea now of 100 quid or whatever it is, the 100 quid now is not the same as 100 quid in 3 months' time. You have no idea or understanding what people are going through. And that's why people are pissed off. People are pissed off at the total flippancy and the disregard for her guests. And that's before we enter into the arena of outrage that was the groom suggesting that he is a big businessman, which, by the way, I will say, and I have to word this carefully, I would say that it seemed to me like the leading point of his concern was that the business was coming under criticism.
Mm.
And he was very determined to let all of us know that the business was successful. And as he says, he knows a lot about making money. And then he also boasted the fact that there's nothing wrong money-wise on his end because he'll be having a free bar at this wedding. And then in order to justify the free bar, he said that that's 80 quid a head. So if it's 80 quid a head, why not at least could they give that now? Which for me is, again, like I said in the previous episode, it's illogical and irrational and unreasonable. It's not the way free bars work.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's lit by definition, it's not.
It's a free bar on higher purchase.
Yeah, that'd be like saying, oh, we've got a free. Oh, shit.
Oh,
shit. Dropped a bit of graw there.
Oh.
Dropped a bit of. Have you noticed that, hipsters? It's easier to get a graw tattoo.
Oh, stop.
It's easier to get a tattoo of graw on your fucking upper arm than it is to just learn the language. Why don't you go down to Bialin or whatever it's called? It's not called Bialin. But you know what I mean? Why don't you just download Duolingo? Do an eye course. Nah, just get graw on the upper arm and go to Bali. Do you know what I mean? Fucking lash on a Fontaine's tune on my stories whenever I'm over in Nepal. I taught the old... No, you didn't. Grow. Anyway, the grow merchants. So, where was I? I got distracted by the grow. I think that there's no point in me trying to scale barefoot the Everest of understanding that is people not getting the whole the car thing. Mm. Okay, it could be dish soap that they are asking people to fund in advance.
Yes,
this is, it's the mechanism, it's the vehicle, it's the transaction, it's the fact that they are viewing their family and friends as facts and figures, and that's it.
It's the action, not the outcome.
Yeah, in a way, yes.
Oh, okay.
In a sort of way. Do you need to clear your throat again?
Nope.
Okay.
Thanks.
It sort of sounds like there's a bit of.
Thanks, Mark.
Yes, good, good, good. So. We then heard from a guest and I was speaking to her and I was like, what are we bringing? What are we bringing into this?
Mm.
And like, I wanted to have a conversation with her on the phone first before I let her submit something because A, I needed to verify that she's who she says she is.
Of course.
And B, I wanted to make sure that this isn't just like a sort of an attempt to slur. What's the word?
Belittle. Defame.
There's a word I'm looking for. Somebody's character, like to sully someone's character,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And I could not believe it whenever I had the phone call with her.
Okay.
She's a perfectly lovely, well-adjusted, reasonable human being. Which is a strange thing in these parts, myself included.
A rarity.
It's like when you go, I felt like I was in a therapist's office when I'm like, oh fuck, she can see me. She, you know when you're meeting somebody who's like clearly got very good mental health and like, oh God, I'm bursting at the seams here. They can see that like my bowels are falling out of my mouth. I'm gone. I'm in the intellectual and mental emotional oblivion. How they're going to see through this like ruse of being having my shit together. So she was a lovely woman.
Brilliant.
And the context I can give you without giving you any further information is that she is invited to the wedding. They haven't done the invites yet, but she's been instructed to clear a certain date in the diary and that she will be there. And she's also going to the hen. She's in the hen group. This is the most bananas thing for me.
Go on.
There are 40 people apparently going to the hen. One of my biggest fears when planning the tour around Ireland and figuring out the merchandise was that I wouldn't have a good vehicle to sell. But thanks to Shopify, I can use justgoodstuff.ie. I can update the website from my dressing room. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
God.
There are genuinely smaller... crafts and arts festivals in Ireland at the moment. It's charging people £50 to see a band that is literally... No, we don't need to...
No.
I'm just make anti-Irish, friends. Having to go with Graw. Anyway, 40 people. Whatever, I don't have 40
whatever
friends.
City that is happening in needs to just be cleared for the weekend.
I don't have 40 friends.
Yeah, you do. I'm sure.
Do I?
Oh, yeah.
I probably have 20 on rotation.
Okay.
Like who I'd be in contact with frequently enough.
Sure.
Probably have like 5 or 6 who I'd... probably 7.
Yeah.
Who I'd like do most things for.
You're a popular guy.
I would say I'm divisive.
Divisive.
I would say I'm well liked in certain circles.
Yes.
And then there's others where the exact opposite. I feel like I don't get the meh reaction very often.
Yeah, you're Marmite.
Oh. Get the fuck out. So I have 6 ghost friends.
That's so unfair.
You should have paid for the suit for my wedding. And for your wedding. Damn. Oh, no. Anyway, sorry. That was the last thing. Before we move on to the guests' voice note, I was struck by the language that it by both groom and bride, by the way.
Okay.
It was her wedding.
Right.
Her wedding this, her wedding or that wedding. This wedding, that wedding, or her wedding. It was never our wedding.
Yeah.
And he was never like, this is our wedding. We are getting married. It was just like, it's her thing. So, okay. I don't know. I find that interesting. Before we get to the guest.
Yeah.
I've got a voice note here.
Brilliant. Okay.
From a dress designer.
Oh.
A bridal dress saleswoman from Northern Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Who has insisted that she's not doing this bridal dress, right?
Okay.
But here are her thoughts.
Right, love it.
Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Now, the only thing is, before I play this, I will say, if she mentions her business or something the first 3 seconds, you just know she's a complete spoofer, okay? That's all I'll say before we play this.
Okay.
Hi, Mark. It's Karina here from Team Bride.
Ah, for that.
I've worked in the industry for 18 years, and honestly thought I had heard everything. And then this came up. I can't agree with the couple's point of view at all. I think there's such an entitlement about asking your guests for cash gifts 3 months in advance of your wedding so you can buy a car. I have no issue with cash gifts. I have no issue with whatever you want to do with it. It's your money, it's your gifts. But asking for it in advance, it's just crass. It's it's not appropriate. And to think that it is appropriate and to talk about your guests that they're in well-paid jobs, so well can well afford it, I think it's about growth. You have no idea what people can afford. You have no idea what people actually make and what their outgoings are. To say that it's a generational thing and then your fiancé is 10 years older, that's not generational. And the bride also said that if we posted about it on TikTok, everyone would agree with her. I posted about it on TikTok. Nobody agrees with it.
Okay, well, I don't have TikTok, so let's bring the attention back here. I know, how do you love it?
I'm joking. Okay, what's the rest? What was the rest?
Then the groom coming in to say that it's like getting a cash advance on your salary.
Yeah.
Make that make sense. It is not a salary. It's a gift.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just can't agree with the point of view. And for him to say that he is forking out for a free bar.
Yeah.
But then guests can give cash in advance to cover that. Define the word free.
Okay, that was Karina from Team Bride. Listen, lovely woman, thank you for your submission. And yeah, myself and Michael echo essentially all of the sentiments.
100%.
Guys, let us know in the comments below if you agree. And last but not least, it's time to hand it over. So this is a guest who's going to the wedding. She is one of the 40 hen guests, or what you call them, what you wouldn't call them, hens, chicks.
Oh, yeah,
not in a derogatory way,
no,
in an animal way.
Yeah.
So not in an animal way, in an animalistic way, but in a genuine poultry way.
Yes.
So I've totally seen a ghost, a poultry ghost.
So do birds.
Okay, let's nevertheless, this person was the second person to DM me on Sunday night.
Wow. Okay.
So the first person DM'd me about the wedding. I put it up. We shared. We had some conversations around it. And then somebody else got in touch to say, by the way, I'm also going to the wedding. Has she told you that the invites haven't even been sent out yet? So then I got a follow-up DM from her yesterday. And she said she'd like to come on the pod. Were they interested? I spoke to the bride and groom first.
Fair play.
Because even though I have a very, very different mindset to them in every aspect of life, it seems, they are getting married in a couple of months. And I do think it's a bit of a shame. Again, though, they don't, so that's fine. But like, I think it's a shame that the few months before their wedding are, you know, stuff like this is playing a role when it shouldn't be. You know what I mean? Their focus should be on the love and getting married and all the rest. But that's just, again, it's an example, and it's indicative of us being very, very different people.
That's fair.
So I spoke to the bride and groom and I just said, listen, one of the guests is going on. And they said, who was it? I said, I can't under any circumstances tell you. So we can drop the conversation now if you want me to reveal identities, because I can't do that. There's no way. But she wants to send a voice note in. They were like, let's hear it. I was like, are you sure? And it's not going to be complimentary. They're like, absolutely. So I changed the voice, sent them this voice note. I find it hard to reconcile with the fact that the bride and groom don't seem to take this at face value. And they think this is a reflection of the guest just being like jealous or bitter.
Okay.
So that's all I'll say on that. We're not going back to the groom and bride after this. Like, they can sort their stuff out. They've got a wedding to plan. They've got, you know, they've got an event. No, they've got a...
have a wedding.
They've got a wedding to plan and all of that. So I'm leaving them off now.
Perfect.
But they are okay with this, just to let people know. And this, for me, is the voice of reason. And it's great. It's an absolute pleasure to hear a voice of reason.
Love to hear it.
Within these four walls.
Well needed sometimes.
So without any further ado, I bring to you the perspective of one of the guests of the wedding.
Now, as you know, I'll be a guest of this wedding, but I just can't be dealing with the way it's turned out. There hasn't been a peep out of that hen group since the weekend. Everybody's gone mute, all 40 of us. I've spoken to three of the girls privately and we're all shitting ourselves. A lot of us would have been friendly with her as teenagers, but she dropped us when she got back from Oz. Only our lives were too dull, too boring for her. That's another thing, Mark. We all work regular jobs. Most of us are teachers and nurses and physios, or you name it. I have nothing to be ashamed of for that matter. She even wanted to do primary teaching, but that was dropped after a month. Why on earth is she going on podcasts, painting pictures of us as high earners with money to burn? And as for that halfwit she's shacking up with, the less said about that boy, the better. He knows more about fake tan than he does about business. Two of them living off his parents and carrying on like they're local celebrities. They haven't even sent invites out. And we're getting hassled to pay money towards her car. Last week, my husband said we should just transfer her the money so it's over with. But after listening to her voice note, I don't know if I even want to go to the wedding. Her fella has been a tough piece of work for a lot of reasons over the years. And I'm glad people are seeing how greedy he is underneath it. I'll leave it there, Mark. Over and out. New to your page, by the way, and loving the content. And loving the content. Loving the content. Loving the content. Loving the content. Loving the content.
Loving
the content.
Loving
the content. New to your page, by the way.
Okay, so I'm loving the content. I had to.
What is the matter with you?
DJ Khaled.
No.
Primo. Primo in the beat. Let's go. Right. I am amazed the groom was happy with that going out. It's almost like he relishes the idea that people think he's a force to be reckoned with. I think... Okay, first things first. Thank you to the guest.
Yes, fair play.
Genuinely, I think probably speaking, it felt like almost she was representative of the majority of how we've all reacted to this. I think the desire, and let me again choose my words carefully. I think the desire of this couple to achieve notoriety or to be talked about is likely superseding their sensitivity towards the feelings of their friends, right?
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, that's a good show.
I do think also it is a tragic reflection of the friendships that they have cultivated in their lives if this type of a voice note is just like, oh, sure, let her off. That's just a bit of jealousy. I'm going... If one of my friends spoke about me like that, I would be taking... I mean, the instinct would be anger, of course.
Yes, of course.
And I'd be going through them, or I'd want to go through them and disown them and all the rest. But at one point, I would probably have to look back and go, what on earth possessed them to go on a podcast and speak about me like that? And again, it comes back to this wedding thing. Like, it's all stemming from this one fucking thing. Mm. Excuse my language. It's all stemming from this one thing around... gifting for a wedding, which just seems completely insane to me. And okay, I mean, what else did she say? So the hen group's quiet, that's not surprising. The whole thing about going to Australia, look, I can't comment on people's personal personalities. Mm. I went to London, I lived there for 10 years. That absolutely irrevocably changed me for better and for worse. So going away does change you.
Of course.
So I'm not going to comment or judge her for that. I do find it interesting that the business element again comes under attack, and the husband seems to be very, or the groom to be rather, seems to be very, very determined to let everybody know how successful they are or how much money they have, whereas this friend seems to think that the success isn't necessarily his, that the success is perhaps his family's or his parents'.
Which I think possibly plays into the entitlement. You know, if other people are saying that about them, maybe they equate other people's success for their own.
It would seem like that. It would certainly seem like that there's a perception of these two as a right old pair who live this life beyond, yeah, whatever. Look, again, I'm conscious of not saying anything that's going to create any issues with the groom, because he sounds like a handful. You know,
do you think it's possible, she mentioned that he's been a bit of trouble over the years. You know, the type of person who kind of relishes in being a bollocks.
Well, you see, that's it. And I think even the fact that he was so happy for the voice note to go out the way that it did, where I would have thought that it was, and I said it to him, I was like, I don't think that this reflects well on you, on your character. Do you know what I mean? I think it will cause a bit of consternation. What's it to you? Like,
yeah.
Was the response, you know, it doesn't, why would I care? And don't get me wrong, in so many ways, I respect people who can just go balls to the wall. This is me. I don't care about any, you know, about the ramifications of my behavior. Not the ramifications, but I respect, in a way, people who are so convinced of their intent that they do not care what the response is, no matter how negative the response that they're met with is. I think that is, I don't want to say admirable, but it's like fair play to a degree. I certainly wouldn't have that constitution. And I just find it all mental and all a bit grim. But
it is nice to hear just like a...
It restores your faith in humanity.
The big question is, who the fuck is going to do the speeches at this wedding? At her wedding. Surely this gets a mention.
The car dealer.
Do you know, will I get it? Maybe I'll get an invoice. I had an idea.
Go on.
So I asked for couples who are getting married in the next 3 months. Would there be anything to be said to wrap all of this up? Would we start a GoFundMe for one couple that's getting married in the next 3 months and try and buy them a car? Would people be up for that?
Amazing.
Surely we could get together if there's like however many people listening.
Yeah.
Even if everybody gave like €3. Sorry, if everybody gave €3, we could comfortably, genuinely get somebody an unbelievable car. So what we could do is, here's an idea. Everybody that's getting married, let's open up for the rest of the year. Okay. 2026. If you are getting married in 2026, send me your details, right? Mm-hmm. What we'll do is, we'll get a GoFundMe for one, we'll pull the names out of a hat, okay, and we'll do it all live so there's no messing. No mess. You know, you'll 100% be able to see it and that there's no trickery. So we'll get all the names of the couples in and we'll choose one couple and then we'll do a GoFundMe link, right? And it'll go all along until the day of their wedding. And they could use, here's one for you, they could use the money for whatever the fuck they want. It can be a car, it can be an offset against their wedding. Will we do that?
That's class.
I will donate nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
The exposure.
Megan still needs to be paid. That's the bottom line.
Can I apply?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, wow.
Oh, for the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just meant to, just to get paid on the show. I was going to point you towards Jobsbridge.
That's next week.
Yeah, good luck. Nevertheless, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I'm going to leave it there. I've got nothing else to say. I think we've exhausted this by all accounts. And I certainly, you know, if I get a DM now from the fucking ball bearer or something, it's over.
It's done.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us for Live Loon, as we're going to call this series. I think we should, if let me know below. I hope you're still Team Mark at the end of that. And leave your closing thoughts, or let us know if you think the guest knows best. Obviously, we're going to be doing more of these live loon segments. So if you've a loon in your life and you want to go live about the loon in your life, let's get them on to Loon Live or Line Loon. Live Loon. It's the modern sort of phone-in show for millennials, and we're looking forward to opening the doors of the studio and bringing more of you in over the coming weeks and months. So if you have any ideas, let us know. Leave your thoughts below. It's been an absolute pleasure, and just most importantly, I'm glad it's with stuff like this that's super divisive. It's great to see a lot of common sense prevailing.
Absolutely.
So thank you all. Mind yourselves. And of course, by the way, thank you so much to the Brehon Hotel for sponsoring this podcast. Here's one for you. The Brehon Hotel are turning 22.
Oh.
So the old 22, so the old 20% discount I have, it's gone up to 22%.
Love.
So if you want to stay in the Brehon Hotel, ring them up, tell them you listen to the podcast, Mark. The discount code is Mark20, but if you say about June, they'll give you 22% off. It's absolutely unbelievable. I was down there on the weekend, as I'm sure lots of you saw. It's so, so gorgeous. Mark20, or DM them on Instagram. Let them know that you are listening to the podcast and that's why you'd like to book. And guys, there you go. It's been an absolute... It's been a lot. And it's time to go and wash my hands of these loons. And if you're getting married this year, get on to me. I'm sorry. If you'd be up for doing the GoFundMe link, will you comment it below? Because the last thing I'd like to do is to start it for a lovely wedding couple and them to think that they're going to get a few bob out of it and then for it to not work.
Yeah.
So if you are up for that, do you know what I mean? Could you imagine if we started this, if everybody gave like €2 and we were able to give them a check?
No, that would
be gorgeous. We could do one of those big checks.
Oh.
I have always wanted to do a big check. To be honest, I've always wanted to receive one, but I'll take it. I'll take it. Could you imagine if we could give them like $5,000 towards their wedding?
That would be incredible.
Oh, lads, let's try and make this happen.
Amazing.
So if you're up for that, just comment, let us know below. Just say yes to be up first. Okay, listen, mind yourselves. Thanks again. Look after the ones that love you and the ones that you love. And look after your friends, by the way, because that's all we have. All we have in life are the people that are around us. They are everything. So, just mind them and mind yourselves. And don't be asked for fucking money 3 months in advance of your wedding. Okay, arriva, good luck.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the newly refurbished Brehon Hotel and Spa. Traditional family values with a contemporary upgrade. See thebrehon.com.